Nation.
They are with us, and those that are watching. Thank you guys for taking time to join us on our show. Coming to you live, your song is awesome. SSP is the title of the track. Okay, so tell us, who wrote that song?
France. Yeah, France is really good. Yes, thank you so much for everything.
So yeah, I wrote the song.
And what was the process behind it?
It's funny because I wrote it spontaneously. Like, I just felt...
Yeah, it's about someone.
Yeah, I just felt like I was really angry.
To whom?
Like, I won't say. at one point, I was just really angry and I felt like, what if I put this into a song? Like, release it into like a creative, you know, outlet. And yeah, and then words start coming spontaneously and... Ta-da, SSP.
One day.
And yeah. I just pitched it to the label and management, and I was shocked because they really liked it, and they said that this has a lot of potential, and I'm really, really grateful for the opportunity because, you know, I'm not really confident about my songwriting yet, but yeah.
Yeah, and I just want to appreciate France because we were hanging out like that day only, then he was like watching something, I don't know, but his creativity just went so crazy that day, so, and I left his room and I slept already, and the next day he said that he has a new song.
That's yeah, I was actually watching a slasher film, so maybe that was like the mood board of the song. Yeah.
So the main idea is to get friends mad. That is the goal.
Right.
To get you more angry and you get good songs out of it. As one of your fans did say, turn anger into art.
Yeah.
That could be something really, really big. Now, as far as the whole process is concerned, how about the others? Do you guys write songs as well?
Actually, Enzo has an entry in the 2020 album. He wrote Coco.
Coco. Yes.
Yeah. Coco is like more like a sexy beat, R&B type of song. And tell us more about the process.
Because actually, my whole life, I've never thought of writing songs. Because I tried, but it was really super hard for me.
Like, my thoughts are very scattered and it didn't really came up. Like, that day, it was like our... What do you call it?
So we had like a lock-in songwriting session.
And then it was just like a fun, like, lyrics, like mixing up the words, like the Coco. So I thought of it like Coco. What should I
play it with more?
Yeah,
play it with.
So call me. I think it worked. Yeah. So I hope you listen to it and yeah.
Now I'm curious. You know, you mentioned the lock-in writing session. How exactly does that happen? Is it something that happens like quite often? And when it does happen, are you guys just like all in a room and it's like, okay, this is the topic, write about it, and then we'll like come together and see what parts we want to keep. How does it work?
So as a group, we really like to be hands-on with our music. So our label encouraged us to have like a songwriting session together with producers and songwriters. And it's just a 3-day session. And from that session, we had like, I don't know, 4 songs that we produced. Yeah. And after that, we just, you know, took a lot of lessons from it, you know, took a lot of like learnings from it, and we kind of like started doing music on our own. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're very thankful for that.
But what I want to know, I really, you know, I'm very, very curious, straight to the point, how much of your life has changed since you joined Vision? Are there more DMs or the followers growing? You know what I mean? How much has life changed for you guys?
So much.
Because like, he was studying, and then after Vision, he's not studying.
He's studying songs.
Right? Yeah, he's studying songs.
Right.
No, so like, a lot of things changed. Because like, before, we were able to go to like convenience stores quietly, and now we see like no, it's true. So we see like supporters, you know, waving at us, and at first we were like we're confused if they were raving at us, because like it's ridiculous, because who are we?
I'm curious, you know, is this something that you guys ever thought would happen to you in your lives? Like, is this something you really prayed and manifested? Or is this, like, totally a shock to you guys?
Sobrang unexpected.
I'll pass
the mic
na lang.
Sorry. Ano ba? Di ako po kasi sobrang unexpected talaga nung nangyari sa buhay ko pag nung nakapasok na po ako dito sa Vision. And before kasi ang pinagkakabalan ko lang more on TVC, more on commercials and schools, yeah. Then after nun, ipepresent po ako sa management. Then after po nun, in-ask po nila ako if ano daw ang gusto ko, like in a group daw or solo artist, but I choose yung group kasi yun po yung dream ko before pa. So yun, pinag-workshop po nila ako kagad kinabukasan sa dance, then nakakita po sila sa akin ng potential, then nagtuloy-tuloy na po.
Was it a go-to move of a go-to move of a backflip? Ano yung ginawa mo for you to be a part of that dance group?
Ginalaw ko lang yung buong katawan.
Squiggly as it is. How about the others?
Me personally, I'm in a group before, but it didn't work out. So I went back to studying. And before, I was really hoping for a group na could teach me a lot of things, like brotherhood and same passion. I prayed daily when I was studying that someday, Lord, please bigyan mo ako ng mga taong parehas yung passion, parehas yung page kung saan ako gusto pumunta. And then, I got a call from my co-manager now.
I thought it was from God. I was like,
yo!
What's the number?
God, is this it?
Is this a sign?
No, son.
No, really, I got a call from my co-manager. He said Cornerstone is looking for guys who would join a boy group. So I go, is this it? And then when I was going there, I was like looking. I'm very observant, so I look for signs, and I look, and that day sobrang daming signs about God, and this is it, that parang ganun. So yeah, everything changed when we were housed together and we were training, and we shared some experiences, and then yeah, effortlessly we are so close to each other. We're like brothers. So I really dreamed of being in a group wherein we're on the same page and we're like brothers. We're not working, we're like brothers. So
give a group hug to Sam, guys, because you know he really feels this. For those that are with us, we are hanging out with Vision. We have C13, France, Vince, Patrick, and Sam. We're talking about their journey. Okay, so you guys have been hanging out. You live together so well. You guys, as a group, as a squad, as a pack, what kind of game do you guys put out when it comes to meeting the ladies? You know, when
Sheesh.
You guys are out.
Oh no!
Sino yung torpe? Sino yung medyo bibo? Who is the shy type? Who is the quiet, mysterious one amongst the group?
Let's point fingers. No. I think
Playboy.
I don't know.
Five.
Who?
3, 2, 1. Go.
Sino yung Playboy?
Ay. Yeah.
Cause like he has some wrist, so
he's the wrist king. The wrist god.
Riz rich.
Okay. Now, who's the shy one?
Shy? 3, 2, 1.
It's me.
Sino yung laging heartbroken?
Hey, I'm a hopeless romantic.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then, who is the swabby one?
Sam.
who's the dorky type?
Patrick.
Yeah. Hey, okay.
Okay, I'm gonna touch on, because you guys mentioned that you guys became housemates. How was that transition? Like, how did you guys assign? Okay, ako yung taga washing dishes, ako yung taga luto. How did you guys start assigning, you know, different jobs to each other?
At first, we were like doing that, but in the long run, it just, you know,
clean as you go.
Yeah. It's like bahala ka na. If you have some kala, then
Alright, you know, for those that are tuning in, we have Vision. They are teaching us a thing or two about boy band life, P-pop boy band life, to be exact, and how to actually make it in the Philippines as a P-pop group. How was your first mall show? Can you walk us through that? How was that first mall show experience with all the months of training, all the months of everything? Who made the mistake? Who sort of celebrated? Who crammed it? Sino yun?
Damn. It was like after a year of debut, we just got to like have mall shows. Yeah. It's true. Cause like it was pandemic, so public shows are not like allowed yet. So we got like performance at, you know, just online, and yeah, with limited people. And after that, nagkaroon kami ng solo mall show after our first year anniversary. So that was an experience, cause I remembered kasi bumabagyo po noon. So we had like
like brownout po yung buong mall.
The whole mall. Really?
Yeah, while we were performing.
In the middle of the performance.
Yeah.
Boom.
Naki-hype po sa amin. Like, hinype up po nila kami simula nung nag-brownout po.
For those that are tuning in, we are talking to, of course, Vision. They are joining us. They do got a full album that's out already. Okay, so invite everybody. What are the songs? What are your favorite songs in the album? Each of you guys probably have a favorite, or is it just one song that you all enjoy? Check the other mic. Hold on, the other mic. There you go.
So, Monsters, please do listen to our album. It's called 2020, and it contains 9 songs. It has like different genres, different message in the song, and my personal favorite would be, well, if I would be honest, I like all of the songs, and it just depends on what I'm doing or in my mood. But if I have to pick one, it will be Kanta ng Tanga, KNT.
Okay, yeah. KNT.
Me, my favorite, Gamo Gamo by Sam. By Sam.
My favorite would be SSV, because a lot of people are doing it on TikTok right now. So
hey,
yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for doing the challenge, guys.
I think everything is really...
My personal
favorite is Coco, because I wrote it.
Sam!
KNT, Kanta ng Tanga, because that's me.
Hey, and it's cool that you put it on paper. You know what I mean? So people feel your emotion.
Yeah.
Okay, we only have one mic that's working, fellas, but can we get a sample, an acapella of a song of yours? Just share one microphone. Here we go. You guys ready?
5, 6, 7, and... Saksak sa puso, tulo ang dugo. Isa kang ahas na walang kasing sama. Saksak sa puso, tulo ang dugo. Isa kang ahas na walang kasing sama.
Woo! Hey! Vision, of course, they are joining us. Maraming salamat. Thank you for taking time.
Thank you.
Continue to carry that P-pop flag, you know, all over the world. See you guys in Times Square dancing, doing all that. And it's a takeover for you guys, and congratulations, all right?
Thank you so much for having us here.
And then the final question on my end, you guys open to dating people, or is it you guys are too busy?
We're busy. So, yeah.
Pero kung may type, ano yung mga type nyo?
Type A. May blood type.
Anong type ba? Like,
keyboard.
Ikaw muna.
My type? Witty and funny.
Witty and funny.
Sense of humor and, of course, family-oriented.
Swaggy Sam.
good smile and read books.
Okay, the other two.
I like girls who are like tomboyish type.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much like Ryujin of ITZY.
Uh-huh.
Also, personal preference would be short haired girls.
And my man,
I want Morena type. That's it.
Okay, so, you know, guys, I have the solution. I have the answer. It's right in front of you. Choose you to Bettina, or Cornerstone.
Yay! Birthday to you!
Yeah, we'll zoom in the camera later. But thank you guys very much. Message to all your fans before we let you guys go.
Thank you for the everlasting support and love. And we always are hoping to see you soon. And we love you so much. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for always supporting us. Malapit na tayo mag 100K. And thank you sa maraming support nyo sa amin. And pangako namin sa inyo na hindi namin kayo bibiguin. Oh naman, syempre.
And for more Vision updates, guys, please do follow us on our social media accounts. Is at VXON Official.
Also, of course, thank you to Monster RX93.1 for having us. And please do request our song SSP and the rest of the 2020 album. So we hope to hear it here, so Monster. Let's go!
Sam! End this with the rap.
rap? Okay. 5, 6, 7, okay. Alam mo ba, girl, pagka wala ka dito, promise ako concern. Di ka nagre-reply, di mo pa ako ma-confer. Thank you, Monster.
Hey! There you have it. Breaking it all down. Kayla, what a treat. Got to talk to the super group here, and we're excited for what's to come.
Yes, that's right. So everyone, once again, 2020 is out. And yeah, we are looking forward to playing it here on The Monster. So thank you guys so much for coming here to the studio. We hope to have you back again, maybe on a concert series.
That's Woo! Right. We have you guys back. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, make some noise for Vision! There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, my name is Rico Robles.
I'm Kayla Rivera.
This has been another Monster Exclusive interview.